May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Once, while hiking along one of the many paths of the Canuga Episcopal Conference Center in Hendersonville, North Carolina, I was pondering a number of spiritual decisions in my heart when suddenly, standing on the path in a powerful posture with wings fully spread, was a red-tailed hawk. And immediately, I felt the presence of God in that place. Had God made himself known in a new way? Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can hear the rush of angels' wings. The prophet Isaiah had proclaimed, "But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles." On this New Year's Day, the Feast of the Holy Name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the church is now transitioning from Christmas to Epiphany. With the birth of Jesus Christ, there must have been a great peace and joy in the air of that stable in Bethlehem. Two, there must have been a desire in the hearts of Mary and Joseph to be sure that God was truly with them, truly Emmanuel, Jesus, God with us. Following the shepherd's visit to the manger, we read in today's gospel that Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. She pondered them in her heart. Did Mary and Joseph have fears and anxieties as this new life, this new child, this new journey with God in Christ was beginning? I am sure they did. I am sure that there were fearful and anxious moments, moments when it was cold at night and the fire was low, perhaps moments that they were a bit hungry, moments perhaps that they could not sleep at night, even as the three kings approached bearing gifts. After all, Herod had hoped to find the location of this child king through the wise men and then kill the baby. Mary and Joseph needed God and longed for God's presence and direction in their lives. Maybe like Mary and Joseph, you find yourself similarly longing for God. I suspect many that have not come to church this day on the Feast of the Holy Name are as well longing for God. As you begin this new year, 2012, do you feel the presence of God in your life? Are you longing for God to appear somehow, perhaps like an eagle on your path? Have you made resolutions that you hope to keep this year? And is it okay to have some anxiety about our futures? How might we approach this new year differently? On the pages of his journal during a very difficult time in his life, priest and theologian Henry Nouwen wrote about coming back to what he called the solid place. This is what he penned. You feel overwhelmed by distractions, fantasies, the disturbing desire to throw yourself into the world of pleasure. But you know already that you will not find the answer to your deepest question, nor does the answer lie in rehashing old events or in guilt or shame. All of that makes you dissipate yourself and leave the rock on which your house is built. He writes, you have to trust the place that is solid, the place where you can say yes to God's love even when you do not feel it. But keep saying, God loves me, and God's love is enough. You have to choose that place over and over again. God loves me, and God's love is enough. So soon after the birth narrative in Luke's gospel, the story we hear today, we read of Jesus' disappearance after the festival of the Passover. You know there's this huge gap in his life. We don't hear about Jesus as a toddler. But the next time we hear about him, he's 12, and he's old enough to walk alone and walk ahead of his parents, and he somehow gets lost in the midst of the crowd. And following a whole day's journey on foot, Mary and Joseph realize that this child is not with them. Emmanuel had apparently disappeared. This child that they had held in their arms in the stable was somehow not in their arms at that moment. And they frantically search for the child. Where is he? And finally, Jesus is found in the solid place, in his Father's house, teaching, reading from Scripture. There are many things going on in the Christmas gospel story. Yet perhaps today we can understand it as a story of pondering in our hearts and bringing us closer to Jesus, the Christ, the Emmanuel, the God with us, to an exciting search that ends in a solid place. We hear today the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. I imagine that with me, some of you, not all of you, because some of you are probably opposed to them, but some of you, too, have made some New Year's resolutions. There seem to be people that make them and people that don't. We're also aware, though, that most people find it very difficult to keep them beyond the first few weeks. Do you know that 23% of Americans break them in the first week? Some of us may break them today. And 45% within the first month. Don't you always wonder how they get these statistics? So how can this new year, 2012, be different for you from those of the past? First, accept God's forgiveness for the past, any past sins. Let go also of the hurt of the past, of perhaps this past year or perhaps many years. Leave it behind you. Say today that you're going to the solid place, the solid place of faith, and say over and over again, God loves me, and God's love is enough. God may have apparently left your life to you. You may be here today and have that sense. You may be experiencing loss in your life. It is okay sometimes to be anxious, but say to yourself, yet God loves me, and God's love is enough. Know the promise that you will soon experience God's return. And as on the wings of a great bird, God shall lift you up and bring you to new life. And if you are already in that solid place, give thanks. Be present with another who is on his or her way, who may be struggling this day. Be resolute to live your life in the solid place of God in Jesus Christ. That is the resolution that we as individuals and as a community of faith at St. John's can make together. A most blessed and healthy new year to all of you. Amen.